sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning. Lots of good things to talk about.
Very well.
I must have really taken your advice to heart about caring about people, because it seemed to have unlocked some great door. And I really can't even say that I know what I did, but I know I did something. So... would you agree?
Yes.
Do you think that... I feel like I'm more relaxed now than... I know I'm excited because I have some new opportunities going on, but I feel like overall I'm more relaxed than either I ever have been or I have been in a long while.
I would agree.
So that's good. And that... I know that that's... really helps in allowing things to happen more naturally.
Quite so.
And I can tell with this new business opportunity that two things. One, I created it to be something similar to the weight loss, something that I can look at as a game and concentrate on more on building my tree than just on the money. So I can work within my belief systems, and, you know, to me it seems like the opportunity I've been preparing myself for, but I know I'm also, you know, excited about it, and I can tell when I start pushing. So do you have any advice how I can kind of keep myself in check more to allow it to happen more naturally?
Hold to the excitement, mm-hmm. and remind yourself when you become agitated or you are pressuring yourself or you are anticipating that that creates obstacles. When you notice yourself moving in that direction, allow yourself to recenter and breathe momentarily and remind yourself to trust and allow.
And I kind of got that. I kind of was trying to ask you this morning or yesterday, and I got to be aware and just trust that it will happen. I was leaving my house yesterday morning, it's my emergency day. And I walked out and I heard like a man's voice behind me. Was that, I had a feeling that that might be you, like a birthday wish for the day. I couldn't quite make it out, but I was like, that was definitely, that was definitely something.
Congratulations.
And I wanted to ask you about this fly in the bathroom that I was getting ready, and every time I would look at the mirror to do something, this fly would start, like, flying around right in my vision. And I didn't necessarily get that it was you or my father. And something popped in and said it might be Patel. Really? Now, I don't really understand. I know he's very playful.
And mischievous.
And mischievous. And I don't really know... How do I know him? From other focuses? I don't really know much about him.
Yes, you do enjoy right other focuses. And also in essence.
In essence. There was one other event, and I can't remember what it was now, but I almost thought that was him, too. I can't put my finger on what it was. So is this because I'm becoming more aware and more allowing?
Yes.
That I'm noticing him coming through? Because it was so funny. He'd sit up on top. As soon as I would look at the mirror, he'd just start flying around in front of me. I'm like, okay, that's not Elias. And I know it's not my dad. And I just was quiet for a minute, and it just popped in the towel, and I'm like, huh. Hello. So that was kind of cool. And I have a new boyfriend. And I was wondering if he was... Is he intermediate? George?
Yes.
And I was wondering if... I seem to have been drawing a lot of intermediate people into my life recently. Was that kind of preparing me to not... to learn how to kind of work with your energy so I wouldn't automatically discount him when he showed up?
Yes.
So that's cool.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello. Was that Patel?
No.
Okay. And it seems like, you know, he said the other night, he says, where have you been for the last 8 years? And I was, like, preparing to be able to accept you. Because I know that before I would never even consider somebody that young. But it really feels like he takes up where Chuck left off. And is there more of a connection there? Or is it just because he reminds me... He just reminds me so much of Chuck's energy.
There is a similarity.
But he's not like a counterpart of him?
No.
It's like he's Chuck fixed.
But that is your creation.
Right. So that was, because a couple weeks ago, you know, I've been online on these single sites, and the people I was attracting, I was like, what am I doing? Like, what do I really want? You know, because I went out with one guy and it drives him far, and I'm like, I really want somebody right here. You know, and it was like, then I got a voice on the other side, probably my essence, saying, you can create that. It's just you standing in the way of thinking that you can't create
Correct.
That. So, when I really set my intention that day, I got clear. I felt like I got clear on what I really wanted.
Which is important.
And he just walked in. And I always, you know, I had a feeling when I started working there that I would meet somebody, you know, that because all, you know, I was on the truck a lot and all the guys were coming. So I was kind of setting up for allowing that. And so many things just came together. So that was really cool.
And a significant validation to you in relation to your energy. Mm-hmm. And how you are changing that, and how you are allowing yourself to move in directions that you want more so, and that you can accomplish.
Well, I just see it so much clearer now. It's like, I was thinking, you know, at the beginning of the year, I always say, I feel like this year is going to be about... But it's like just recently I got the message that the next year is going to be about fine-tuning. But then I got the message of it's starting now, that I'm starting moving into the fine-tuning. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Because everything just, you know, I really feel like now, like, I see the code. And I'm like, wow, this is really cool.
And I am acknowledging of you.
Thank you. It is allowing me to be much more relaxed, like incredibly more relaxed. But I have been having like a pain, a couple of things, like a pain all the way around. And then itching, and then I started bleeding a little bit. So, you know, at first, it was when I first started getting together with George, and I know that was my, like, sexual energy center. but, you know, it's like back to, it's like I feel like I'm being very supportive of myself. So I guess I'm wondering how those three things are tying in, what I need to pay attention to. Is it just nervousness about the relationship?
There is an element of apprehension. Mm-hmm. And I would suggest that you pay attention to that, for it is easy to move into old familiarities in association with different movements and patterns and experiences, and to allow yourself to remain open and present, not to compare, and also to remember that what is important is now. And that whatever experiences you have generated pastly, or involved yourself in pastly, they do not predetermine or predict what experiences you will generate now. Even when an individual creates strong patterns in familiarities, that is not to say that that cannot change. And you are changing, and in that changing, allow yourself to express the openness to move forward in the direction that you want, and not to entertain the apprehension of what if.
So all of this is connected, central to the new relationship.
Yes. And somewhat of a slight apprehension in the midst of the excitement with the new opportunity.
Because I feel like it's, instead of before, like it was a warning, I feel like now it's more of a reminder.
Yes.
Because I do feel much more aware and able to stay in the moment. And, you know, most times he'll do things that remind me of Chuck, but in a fond way. You know, it's like it brings back that feeling I have with Chuck. Do you think that, you know, if you talk about love, if I had to pick like one person, I would say that he would be the one that I love.
I would express that you and Kira Bray did a very strong affection.
Mm-hmm. But this relationship has more of a potential to
yes.
be love, because I'm at a better point of understanding myself.
Yes.
So that's
great.
What is George's essence name?
Essence name. Neely. N-E-I-L-I.
And have we had, I feel close to him, have we had many focuses together before?
Yes.
Like maybe about the famous Peter in the 20s?
I would express that you ain't here, right? Presently, 68.
And he's intermediate, and is he more thought-focused?
Yes.
And I had an impression that maybe he was like Samari, and something like with an old, like either too old or old or...
Gold.
So does Samari Gold? I'm good at this. I'm very happy with myself. I've just created so many things lately that are just really soaring my confidence in my ability. You know, that I really that I really get the formula now, and that it's just going to become more fantastic the more I fine-tune it, and I understand how to fine-tune it, and it's just so cool.
And that is to be greatly acknowledged.
Well, and I couldn't have done it without you.
But you have been consistently attempting and applying and paying attention, and in a manner of great diligence and determination, and now you are offering yourself your payoff.
And when I got to that moment that day, when I was walking around in the corner, it was after I read the session 740 with Brenda, and I got it. Was that like the start of the opening where I could relax on that part, knowing I had it, and start allowing more things to come into my life?
Yes.
And that's why I can allow George now, because I feel that I have enough of it in place to allow something else.
Correct.
Well, okay, no, so much. George talks a lot about no money. And I almost, and this is one of the things I'm going to talk about during this session, because I want to understand better how, if he's truly reflecting me or if I'm observing, because I almost feel like, I told him, I said, you know, a lot of times people come into my life when they're ready for a change. And you know, I got the impression this is one of the areas that I can help him in. And I'm wondering, I feel like I'm moving more into the area of understanding that I create money instead of acquiring, which I feel is allowing me to look at him when he says that as more of, I can share some things with you to help that.
Correct.
Instead of like 100% reflection of, I have no money. Because I feel in a much more balanced,
yes,
abundant place.
I would agree. And in this, remember, once again, reflecting is not mirroring. Therefore, an individual may be reflecting to you, but the reflection may be your opportunity to view how you respond to what the other individual is expressing, or whether you are prompted to share in association with your own experiences to offer support to another individual.
And I feel like when something like that happens, I feel like I can trust myself more in knowing when to. It's,
yes,
like there's going to be an opportunity, but it's not quite yet. And I'm more able to, instead of like spitting it out or throwing it up, I'm more able to watch and notice when the moment is right to share.
And this is significant. In many, many, many situations, there is an element of timing.
Well, and I tested that the other day with the email on my Jenny Craig board when I shared my opinion on how they may be able to lose weight more efficiently, and they email me back in capital letters, "This is what works for me." So I felt like I was testing what I already knew. Okay. So that's cool.
Yes.
Sassy, well, let me go in order. My blood pressure's up. Is that a reminder to be relaxing, or is that associated with the excitement, or
both?
Okay. So how can I bring that down? Just like, because I felt like the last time I went, and I got back on my shot because I realized that I can create my bones not falling apart and stay on my shot, which I'm very happy with. It was starting to come down a little bit. But did I spike it as another sign that I could go back to what I wanted to with,
yes,
the shot and be okay? So if I just keep moving in the direction of relaxing.
Correct. And paying attention. And you offer yourself signals
right.
when you are questioning in some area, which also is an opportunity for you to validate yourself.
And then Sassy, she started, we went on a walk one night, and all of a sudden she stopped when she saw cars coming at her, and she would like jump to the side, and her tail would be between her legs, and it's like, what's that about? Was it me, was that reflecting me thinking that a lot of things were happening and maybe it was moving too fast?
Yes.
Because then I've noticed since then, you know, I noticed that and I started working with that and she's back to being normal. But then she hurt her leg again and I interpret that as her giving me permission to go out with George saying, you know, it's okay to allow this.
Yes.
And then she got in a fight with the barbed wire. And I looked at that as like a gift from her that I could take that day off. And she kind of offered me the justification for not coming to work that day. Because I knew that Mark would be upset if I just said, well, I'm going to play golf. And I was trying to work within my belief systems and still do what I wanted. And it was like a gift from her. Although very painful gift. I hate when I do that.
Perhaps that may be another element to explore and to evaluate in if you feel that it is necessary within your associations and beliefs to create a justification. And it's not necessary for the justification to be extreme.
Right, which that was. And I know that, I knew when she did it, I knew exactly what just happened. And there was some agreement on her part.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Participating.
Yes. And I would express to you that this is not unusual. This is a very common association that individuals generate, that if they are to justify themselves in what they want to do, they must generate some extreme that is justifiable.
I knew it. As soon as she did, I was like, oh, okay. I know what I'm doing there. Okay, so we got that. Oh, Phoebe was in, it was one morning this week, I think. I was like, I don't know what it was, but I woke up last night at like 11 o'clock, and I was just craving chocolate cake, and I had to have chocolate cake. And at the same time, George had just gone home, and I got my chocolate cake out. Were we having chocolate cake together? That was my impression, that he tuned in.
Yes.
It's so cool. Did we have a focus together where we were in an orchestra together and we practiced? We were very close practice partners, very close friends.
Yes.
And did we play the same instruments? Did he play like the cello or the bass and I played the violin?
Yes.
The cello?
Yes.
I think he played the cello. And was that in like a European setting?
England,
okay. And was that in like, I almost think like the late 1800s?
Correct.
Like 1897? Yeah. Cool. And it seems like it was a pretty famous orchestra, like it was a big.
Yes, you are correct.
And was he a man and I was a woman in that one?
Both males.
Really? That's cool. And, okay, so the other night, we were going to, me and George were going to go to a house concert, and he got home, and Cosmo ran away. And I got the impression that Craswell was reflecting his fear that he was going to lose me, like his last girlfriend just disappeared for no reason. Is that what that was about?
Correct.
That's cool. I can't really get it. So happy with me, though. Wow. Okay, let's see. Me getting frustrated with Petey, I almost got the idea. I mean, I know part of it's me, but like a day or two there, I almost got an impression that it was heightened, and that was his. I was reflecting to him his frustration with himself, and I like caught that.
Yes.
Really? That's cool.
It's not always that other individuals are only reflecting to you.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about.
You also reflect to other individuals.
And I can catch that.
If you are paying attention,
yeah.
Yes.
That's cool. And like with George, you can kind of see what they're creating by paying attention to what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
Yes.
That's cool. And what was that? Oh. You know, usually I wake up in the middle of the night and it's always in the threes. And lately it switched to the fours. I didn't, so I wanted to see what the message was with the fours, why that switched like that.
And your impression?
Well, you know, five is like grace. Four seems to me to be more like a group of people participating together, like more of a whole participating together to do something. Like two would be a couple, one is yourself. You know, three, I forget what we decided threes were. But four just seems more complete.
Even.
Okay. Balance.
Yes.
Okay. So I do get part of it. Is it just signifying that I'm becoming more balanced?
Yes.
I feel way more balanced than I ever have. And I was so proud of myself for using my imagination and not considering, and not allowing absolutes to come into play. Because I called Sean and I said, I'd like to loan you more money and sponsor you in this new business opportunity where I would get the initial checks until you paid me off. And I thought that was a really cool way of using my imagination, working within my beliefs, and generating a way to recover the money that I lent him.
And I am acknowledging of you in this also, not being so very black and white, mm-hmm. allowing yourself to be creative, and also to create what you want and what you have wanted mm-hmm. for an extended time framework. But in this direction, you are engaging precisely what we have discussed previously. Not opposing, not blaming, not generating that energy of anger, not being a victim, acknowledging yourself, and discovering a manner in which you can acknowledge the other individual also and create what you want.
So that was really cool.
I would express that this is quite significant.
Wow. That's cool. So many things. I mean, just since that session, I mean, what was, I guess I'm just curious, what was it that happened? It was just like, because I just didn't feel like I had it in me to care about people. But it was, have we been working together in my dreams? on it.
Ending energy, yes.
It's just been huge. It's like, wow. That's really neat. You know, and I don't want to, I know that just we as humans have a tendency to put brakes on things. So I'm being aware that I don't have to put the brakes on it. I can keep moving in this direction and experience even greater things.
Correct. You have offered yourself examples and new experiences that are inspiring and can serve you well as examples of what you can accomplish and what you can accomplish even more.
And even, you know, putting out the intention that I'd like to have a closer relationship with my boys and being creative with the Facebook computer application. And now, you know, I feel like I know them so much better by seeing, it's like an open diary that you're looking at every day. And, it, you know, I feel like it's bringing us all closer together, too.
That is significant.
So many, it's just like, wow.
It is quite amazing what you discover when you allow yourself the openness to discover.
Mm-hmm.
And when you alter your perception from a negative to an allowing and a curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals generate the thought process that they should change a negative to a positive, but that is not entirely necessary. You can change a negative merely by allowing yourself a curiosity or an interest.
Well, I've seen that a lot lately. Like, you know, even with the first night we went out, and he introduced me to his friends as Tracy. And, you know, I just flashed back to the play that me and Chuck had gone to. We were sitting with somebody, and there was a question about my phone number, and he quickly rattled off his ex-girlfriend's phone number and how mad I got about it. But was he picking up on another focus we had together where I was Tracy?
Yes.
Ah. But I knew that, you know, there was something else to it, and I didn't have to generate an anger or how dare you about it.
Correct.
So it's cool being able to see how everything's interconnected. Like, you know, Petey's spring, and I know we talked to you about the spring, but, you know, I wanted validation on my own perception of it. My take on it, at least a piece of it, was that when it released in such an explosive manner on Independence Day, it was a sign to him of him generating his own freedom in a big way, like it explosive, like a firework.
And that he can.
Okay, so I was on the right track there.
Yes.
Okay. Because that was cool. And then, so that was cool. My fish tank. When we changed the water the other day, we were in a hurry, and then it was like 2 inches down. So we put more water in it, and I came home yesterday, and it was 2 inches down again. And I'm like, what is going on here? And, you know, I finally figured out what was going on. But was that just because I wasn't paying attention? And I wasn't taking my time?
Correct.
Yeah, there have been a couple of things.
And lately, being focused.
I keep getting the song in my head, slow down, don't move too fast. So it's kind of like me keeping myself in check.
Yes.
For slow and steady progress or moderate steady progress.
I'm recognizing that it is important to pay attention.
Right. To what you're doing in the moment.
Correct. And to pay attention to what you perceive to be small expressions mm-hmm. that the small manifestations, when you are not paying attention, can create big manifestations.
I also forgot to plug the heater in, and I'm like, man, I'm going to kill the whole tank. Sassy's been staying on my bed in the morning, and I thought that was a reflection of me wanting to stay in bed.
And also comfort.
Comfort. So she is...
a reminder of comfort. Yeah. And to be paying attention to that.
And she is comfortable. And, you know, I guess that, you know, Zeus just seems to be just kind of on a lackadaisical enjoyment thing. He's not really, you know, going up or down. He just kind of is staying steady. So he's kind of that reflection, just to hold the course and enjoy it, and it'll all be okay.
Correct.
And, you know, with the business opportunity, I don't want to necessarily talk about the opportunity because I know that I'm moving more into a direction of not necessarily looking at a specific thing, but paying attention to what I want to create. But I guess I want to you know, talk about what else, we talked about a little bit at the beginning, what else I can be aware of to ensure that this moves in the direction that I believe it can. You know, I really believe that this is the thing that I've attracted that's going to get me to where I want to go. You know, I still have my goal of retiring by the time I'm 45. And this seems like a big piece of that to me, the potential for it, to give me more freedom. And I basically cut out all the bills that I had. And I did get my website, Create Your Reality Now. So I, you know, put that out there as a potential. So do you have any advice? You know, we talked a little bit about it at the beginning, but do you know, see anything, anything I should be aware of, or don't slip into this, or you know, be careful of going in this direction.
Allow and do not force. And pay attention to you and your energy, to not move into the direction of instructing or dictating to other individuals.
And that's what Petey's showing me.
Yes. Allow, but do not force in that direction. And that doesn't create a potential to be an easy slippage.
Right. And I am aware of that. So I got the impression that just to move my attention to the fact that I'm going to be successful whether he signs it or not. But I guess my frustration is in being able to see that this is answering a lot of the intentions he's put out there and being frustrated with the fact that he can't seem to see it like I can see it, and he's not trusting me like I wish he would trust me, you know, that he can create this.
But this is not your concern.
Yeah.
And individuals incorporate differences in perceptions. This is not to say that his perception is incorrect. Mm-hmm. And as in many situations, you as an individual or any other individual may see strong potentials for another individual that likely would be successful, but this is not for you to judge. Although a potential with one individual may be quite likely that they would be successful, it may not be in accordance with their direction or with their intent.
Right. If he chose ultimately not to move forward, it would be to fulfill his own purpose.
Correct.
Now the birds, the baby birds flying out of the nest when he came outside, my impression of that was he was creating what he wanted. His wish was to be able to see the baby birds fly away like they did the last time. And that's, you know, he went in the direction of being scared that he had scared them away and he had put them in danger. And but I said, you know, I said, well, my impression is that they were like waiting for you to come back so you could see them fly away as you wished.
Correct.
Now, what is
and an encouragement for himself to fly.
Oh. That's cool. His home, when you look at his home, the outside is, you know, so beautiful, and all the things that he grows, and the colors, and the animals, and, you know, all of the outside beauty. And when I was going over there, he called me and said, well, you know, my house isn't as nice as your house. And to me, that was reflecting that he didn't feel as good about himself on the inside as he does about the things that he can produce outside.
Correct.
Yeah, so that's cool. And the,
he doesn't care for a strong connection to creatures and plants. And I did express an encouragement for him to be imaginative in this direction.
Well, and that's why, you know, the other part of what I saw was this would give him this opportunity would give him the freedom to not be tied there and to move his attention in other directions that were more pleasing to him, you know, by working with the plants and everything. You know, I guess it's just that, you know, I just want the best for him, and it's like, but you can have this. Why are you choosing to stay here and be so miserable?
I am understanding.
Yeah.
And I would express that this for most individuals is quite natural.
Yeah.
But it is also a matter of recognizing that individuals generate their choices in association with their value fulfillment, regardless of how it appears to you.
Right.
And in that they generate their own reasons or their own issues.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless, they also are generating their value fulfillment.
Mm-hmm. Now with George, is there anything, I've already talked about that. I just feel very comfortable around him.
Congratulations.
Were we siblings in another focus?
Several.
Yeah. And that's part of that closeness. That's that brother and sister closeness. And Rick at work, too, I feel very close to. The other salesperson. Like in a very best friend, affectionate way. So we've had focuses together, too.
Yes. Many.
Many. And Joyce, my neighbor, is she intermediate also?
Yes.
So this is just so funny. It just makes me laugh when I see things like that. You know, when I saw that I was drawing all of these interviews to me. So, like, I mentioned it last night. I'm like, hmm, what's going on here? And then George appeared, and I was like, ah. Because I can see where years ago I would have just, I wouldn't have been able to understand. I would just automatically have discounted them. And I think it's, the other night I noticed, it really stood out, that I'd never seen such a big group of, you know, younger people, men in general, that didn't smoke, didn't drink, and they were all hanging out. Was that just imagery that they're confirming that there are no absolutes or expectations about expectations?
Yes. And how easily it is to create stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like, he had an impression that Haley was giving him dirty looks, and he didn't necessarily get any bad vibes from her, but was that just his expectation of how she would react?
Yes.
Because I didn't really feel anything but neutral from any of them, one way or another. Which I thought was interesting, because when he came over after we went out to dinner the night before, I said, so, you know, what did your friends think of the expectation that they would have said something if they liked me? And he said nothing. I didn't even get the question that I thought I would get about how old you were. And at first, I went in the direction of, well, you know, they must not like me, or they don't want to hurt his feelings. But then, the little voice again said, you created exactly what you wanted. Indifference. That they wouldn't judge you. And that you created exactly that.
And that this would not be an issue.
Right. So that was cool. So every now and then he'll bring up something, but that still seems like just a twinge on his part, like he's still trying to figure it out.
Such as?
On the age issue. Like, he'll have a comment, and it just seems like he's just still trying to figure it out. Like, it's okay, but it shouldn't be. And that's just in regards to the mass beliefs.
Correct. And also reaffirming that you are not expressing an issue.
Right, in paying attention to my reaction when he says that.
Yeah.
Well, I got through my list pretty quickly. I was just trying to think of anything else that's going on, but we kind of pretty much, I just feel like I can figure out so much more of it on my own now.
And that is significant, and it is important.
Right. And, you know, I feel when you're around more, too, which is cool. Why didn't my father come by on his birthday? I thought that since he had come by in January and that I was becoming more open and aware, I would be able to generate picking up on him in June.
It's not that you could not. Mm-hmm. It is that it was not necessary.
Oh.
You did not require the reassurance.
Mm. But he hasn't chosen to. I thought, well, maybe he chose to reemerge, or that he wasn't here anymore. He had chosen to move on and...
No.
No.
And you continue to interpret the ability to access that energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not being removed.
Mm-hmm.
It was acknowledging you.
Mm-hmm.
That it was not needed.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference between being needed, mm-hmm, and merely allowing and wanting.
Mm-hmm. And what's going on with my mother? Is she starting to realize, like, as she's getting closer to death, that, you know, maybe I've pushed everybody away? Is the emotional wave getting to her?
This wave in motion is being affecting of all individuals, and many in a profound manner.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be encouraging or confusing,
mm-hmm.
it is strongly affecting of every individual. As to that individual, she is allowing herself more of her genuine feelings.
Hmm.
I would express that this individual has override her feelings and her allowance of herself in many situations in association with her beliefs,
mm-hmm.
and the strength of them, and the strength of the good and bad, right and wrong elements. But she is beginning to pay attention and listen more to her genuine feelings rather than overriding them with judgments.
Did she initially just get jealous of me? It just seems like when I came along that she felt that my dad's attention moved to me and not to her anymore, and she resented me for it. Is that what happened?
Not entirely. Slightly.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the big part of it?
More her own guidelines of relationships and situations, and considerable volumes of what should and should not be.
Regarding me or my dad? Because she has such a close relationship with her family, and she has so many sisters and a brother, and they talked every day, but it didn't transfer to her family. Why not? Because she didn't have enough kids?
That would be associated with the shoulds and the should nots in relation to herself,
mm-hmm.
in relation to her partner, in relation to you.
But shouldn't that, from what
not necessarily.
From, you would think that.
Not necessarily.
I guess I just don't understand where the disconnect happens.
Individuals do not necessarily transfer their family relationship to what they generate in their own creation of the family.
But was part of that, you know, why I chose them too, was to feel that disconnect, to move me more in this direction.
Correct.
It just always baffled me. It was just like, you know, you grow up and you watch her every night talk to all of them and her mother, and then, you know, I'm sitting in another room by myself and never had any kind of contact. So that was... So I think these computer networking sites like Facebook are going to be important in this emotional wave too. It seems as bringing so many more people together and rekindling relationships.
And perhaps another avenue in which individuals can generate a greater understanding,
mm-hmm.
of the differences of individuals' perceptions, and also an insight into the actions and interactions and choices that individuals generate that you may not necessarily be privy to.
Right. Yeah, because it's kind of like an open diary. you know, I can look at Bubba's page and see him. Like, well, I was looking for the bumper stickers, and I'm like, that's so him. So it's also generating more of an understanding within me of who he is, and more of an acceptance, I think, of who he is.
Correct.
Poor Curtis. Why does he keep generating these tickets? And is, you know, today I was sharing with him, he kept mentioning Arlington. Is he creating an absolute in, if I go to Arlington, I'm going to get in trouble? Or is it more in general with the tickets?
It is a strong association in relation to past experiences, which is not unusual. It is very common for individuals to create strong associations with past experiences if the past experiences are repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, they create an expectation that those past experiences will continue to repeat. And therefore, they concentrate upon that and they thusly create it.
Which is what I did when I was his age, too. With the, every time I saw a cop, I was getting pulled over and given a ticket. So so that was just kind of thought. With Mark, the talk I had with him at work, you know, when I walked out that Sunday and I thought about it and I came up with what I felt was a cooperation saying, I'll stay until you get back from Greece. But, you know, also expressing, you know, listening to him, it was like what we talked about, finding the compassion last time with somebody that was abusing an animal, they were hurting that much inside. And I felt that with him, that abuse, the way he abuses all of us, I was able to find the compassion for him in that. And that he's hurting much more than what he's dishing out. And I got the feeling...
That is significant.
Yeah, that was really different. And I got the feeling that he knew that. Like, that he felt that compassion.
Yes.
Me. You know, and I would really... You know, I could see myself staying there in some capacity. You know, and poor P is just a wreck thinking I'm abandoning him.
But all is interconnected, and many times individuals do not see or recognize the ripples that they generate in the choices that they create.
You're talking
at me? Yes, and perhaps your ripple may be an inspiration for the other individual to begin acknowledging himself more and moving
in
more.
Even with Ricky, you know, when people started seeing me take a lunch break, and then Brian came, and Brian was taking a lunch break and leaving. And it was like Ricky picked up on all that, and he was like, oh, I can do this too. You know, I guess I was just amazed what a spell Rick could cast on everybody there. And I just felt like I was the only one that could really see through the veil. It was like, you don't have to be afraid of him. Look, you can poke him. But, you know, I think that he feels, that Mark feels that connection, too. And I, do you think that he did spend any time in Greece kind of reflecting on who he is and what he wants? And is my energy helping him in that way?
Somewhat.
Yeah. Is there a way that I can help him more, just kind of send him more energy or compassion or...
Compassion and acceptance.
Mm-hmm. it is my agitation at work. I felt like it was validation to me that, as part of my process, that I am getting closer to the time for me to move on. And this is part of my process, increasing this agitation and validating that, yes, this is it.
Correct.
But by being aware of that and paying attention to it, I don't have to escalate it into an extreme.
Correct.
I can just be aware of it and say, okay, I acknowledge this validation, and I can move on without being extreme.
Correct.
That's cool.
And recognizing that you can acknowledge and incorporate that as a validation, and it does not require an action.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It does not require a reaction.
Right. Which I'm getting better at. So is there anything, any advice, we're getting near our time here, is there any short little advice on how I can move even more into being aware of creating money instead of generating it or acquiring it?
I would encourage you to continue in the direction that you are. Part of this is becoming successful for you. And I would be acknowledging of you in that. And merely hold to your ability to relax and enjoy what you are creating.
Okay. And then I feel like I'm kind of fulfilling my wish to be a philanthropist too, and offering to sponsor some people that I'm close to, and I'm going about it in a way that's also within my belief system to ensure my success with that.
Correct. And I have acknowledged that.
Cool. Yeah, with Sean, I just want to make sure, because I was doing it with other people too.
Yes.
I really feel like I'm really being very imaginative lately.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So once again, our time is flowing by, but has been a very relaxing.
Much different.
Much different, yeah. So cool. So cool. Thank you so much for everything that you share with us.
You're very welcome, my friend. Until our next meeting, in great lovingness to you and in tremendous encouragement in your successes. Au revoir.